Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
SEC Pitcher of the Year.
Mary Hap closes the door every batter she faced.
It's time to talk to Razorback softball player Mary Hap, presented by Fence Brokers. Go online to fencebrokers.com if you're in the market for fencing material. Now, let's go live to Fayetteville and talk to Mary Hap.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Hey, first things first, congratulations on a for sure shared championship with one game against A&M, one win, and you win it outright. Congratulations for the second consecutive year.
Thank you so much. It's great, and I was so excited to celebrate on our senior day on our own field. It was amazing.
Yeah, I shared it a couple times, Mary, that Coach Dyfel pulled you out on the last out. How cool was that? And it had to be pretty emotional.
Yeah, it was great. My journey as a Razorback has just been a whirlwind, and the fact that I was able to end it on my own field with a standing ovation was just really a storybook ending, and it was a great wrap-up of my career and for the regular season.
Yeah, you moved to six. You got two wins this weekend, right? You moved to 16-3 for the for your record, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, it's again. This it's amazing. Again, as we followed you this year, and I'm learning softball. It's amazing that you and Delts can go out there and pitch two or three times and, yeah, and get two or three wins in the weekend, two wins in the save. I love it.
Yeah, do you look at the guys and go, "What's wrong with these wimps?" I mean, and they're supposed to. They're guys. It's amazing.
Yeah, they need to step it up.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about, the success of this program. You think about this. You guys have won seven consecutive SEC games, eight straight overall since you had a home loss to Kentucky back on April 16th. You guys are the only SEC team not to lose a series this season. And, you know, wow, last year was a great year, but you're doing it again. But I know this isn't enough. I know you guys have bigger goals to make, but what you're doing has really been amazing.
Yeah, we had a great team last year, and this team really just, like, stepped it up even more. Just the maturity of our team and then just, like, our business-like approach every weekend that we have. And just the depth that we have really just shows with our wins of winning every SEC series and being able to win another SEC championship.
If you had to look at the, like, if you took a treetop look at this season, what do you think the identity of this team is? Obviously, you guys call the Bogle Bombers. I know that, but what do you think the personality, the identity, the storyline, the big storyline of this season has been, in your opinion?
I don't know. I mean, we have a lot of seniors, fifth year seniors that this is their last opportunity to really make a run for the World Series. We aren't all supposed to be here right now, and we were lucky enough to get an extra year. So I think just taking advantage of that last year, and we just play with so much heart, and we really just want to make the most out of our last year. So it's just watching us play, it just shows how much heart we have and how much love we have for the game.
Got some, I think, are you at the 93 wins overall? I know it's not always easy to keep it with all your stats.
Something around that. Something. I don't know exactly.
Yeah. Would you be able to, I guess, there's a way you could hit 100, right? There's still enough.
Well, the way they pitch.
That's what I'm saying. And playoffs and SEC weekend, tournament, yeah. Sure, right?
Yeah, it's possible. That was never really, like, something I was striving for. I mean, of course, you want to go out and win as many games as possible, but I knew to make it as far as we want to make it this year, we have to rely on some other people as well. So if I don't make it to 100 wins and we end up in the World Series, I'll be more than happy. But, it's possible. It'll be kind of tough, but it is possible.
Still,
to get 100 wins for me this year.
Amazing, amazing. I was noticing, too, you had some other records that were broken this weekend. Daniel Gibson became the program's all-time total bases leader. And you had Lenny Malkin, 59th RBI of the season. That's a new record. So you guys are just rewriting the books, the history books this year.
Yeah, this senior class and really just the classes moving forward. But this senior class in particular just has brought this program to where it is today. We've completely, turned around the Arkansas softball program and changed the tradition with Arkansas softball. So I'm not surprised that almost every single senior has some sort of record that they've broken. Every single one of them deserve it. We've worked so hard, and I'm finally glad to see that we're finally officially breaking all the records because it's a long time coming.
Roger just it's so funny. I was thinking the same thing. Roger, he sent me a note that this weekend, I know you get to meet a lot of people during, you know, during weekends games there, but you met Chris Walker, owner of Fence Brokers, who sponsors your call every week. And so I don't know if you remember having a chance to visit with him, but he sent us the picture, and
oh, he was excited.
Yeah, so yeah, we appreciate him sponsoring each week.
Yeah, I got to meet him and his daughters, and it was awesome that they made the drive from Little Rock to come see us play, and I got to chat with him a little bit. He's a great guy, and I just thank them for supporting female athletics, and it just means the world that I was able to do this show, and really just meet his little girls just are awesome.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to figure out, you know, we talked about this, and we look up, and the season's almost done. We've got to get up there and see a game.
Yeah. I don't know when that's going to happen.
Yeah, well, you've got the SEC. You've got one more series, right? You got A&M, and then you got the SEC tournament, I guess, and then it would be obviously where you guys go after that, hopefully hosting a regional, super regional, I guess.
Yeah, we have this weekend we'll be in A&M, and then we have the SEC tournament at the University of Florida, and then I'm – fairly certain we're going to host a super regional and a regional. So we have two more home weekends. So fans are going to come out and support us, you know, for the postseason. We have two more home weekends.
We're going to be there. I'm going to tell you, count it done. Okay. You know, we get Justin Moore, his big private jet to fly us up there. Maybe we could do that one at least. Because you know what? Because now we know what to do. Clap us out, Roger.
Two claps and a suey.
Suey! Yeah, how many other radio hosts are doing that? How many other radio hosts are doing it? And Roger was asking a question too, Mary. We haven't even asked you this, but what your softball career has done? Have you made up your mind what you want to do, or are you still sort of considering different options?
So I'm a biochemistry major for my undergrad. I am pre-med, but I'm going to take a gap year and really just, like, travel a little bit and really just, like, enjoy my youth and just enjoy my first year outside of softball. I've been doing softball for so long.
Oh my gosh!
I feel like I need just like a little break.
Yeah, you know, you need multiple gap years. You need multiple gap. I mean, you really listen to me because you think you've never had a summer where you're not probably playing, or spring, summer, whatever.
Yeah, since you had your baby teeth.
Yeah, it's been every summer for the past 15 years.
Bless your
heart. So I'm ready to have one that I can just relax and travel and just enjoy time with my family a little bit.
Even better with that NIL money, you can.
We gotta we gotta keep seeing if we can add some more NIL money. I know you're doing it at UAMS. I saw where you've done the commercials for that. And and you know what we were talking to? I don't know who was it? It was Shannon Lynn that was sending us stuff about Danielle, I guess, and how have you noticed more attention? Obviously, you guys win with more NIL opportunities, not just for you, but for the other your teammates as well.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the other girls that are really just doing well this year get some NIL deals. And, you know, as a team, we got a few with just, like, companies just wanting to support women's athletics at the university. So, but, yeah, Gibby has a deal with Being Limited. I have one as well where we can sell T-shirts and stuff, so that's awesome. They also have one with Robert Moore and I think some of the other baseball players. But, yeah, I'm so grateful that they were able to reach out to softball and get us in on the action too.
Well, you know what? I told Grace, your SID, that we were trying to get Coach Dyfel on, but next thing I know, she goes, "We got her booked with the midday show."
Yeah,
I said, Grace. I said, we were the first show to put on one of your players on the radio.
Yeah.
What? You put him on the wrong show. So you tell Grace, the morning guys were giving you some beef for booking Courtney on the wrong show.
We need
to have her in the morning, not in the midday.
We didn't listen to that show.
She's getting her beauty rest right now.
Yeah, she's not an early riser.
She's a popular lady.
You know what? Once again, I'm the one that asks the questions where somebody goes, dude, are you serious? My question is this. Is there a portal for girls softball?
Like transfer portal?
Yeah.
There is, yeah.
I've not heard anything.
But you guys have benefited from that. Now, I don't know if it was called the portal, but I mean, your lineup is you've got multiple players that are transfers, correct?
Right, yeah. Our leadoff hitter, KB Side, she was a transfer from Alabama.
Yeah.
Well, when did we hear that? I mean, I don't know what I was.
So were they quote transfer portals or the standard transfers or is it the same thing or not?
They enter the transfer portal, and then Coach Steifel just reaches out to them, and then, you know, they just kind of decide which places they want to go visit. Huh. And as long as we get them on campus, you know, how could you not say yes to Arkansas? But, yeah we have KB Sides
Dels
from Alabama.
Yeah, Dels.
Taylor Ellsworth from Texas. Danielle Gibson, she's been here a while, but she did transfer from Arizona State after her freshman year.
Well, we hear about football and basketball all the time. Those two just pop up. I have not seen anything just going nuts in baseball or your
softball. Maybe not. It doesn't get the attention, but I've been paying attention, Mary, to all the. Wasn't Dels a transfer too?
Yes, Shanice was a transfer as well from. Tulsa, and then we got another transfer pitcher, Callie Turner from Tennessee.
So we've had
a lot of transfers.
Yeah, we might
hear some more coming up. Then gone from last year to this year, and knowing the type of program.
Not Mary. Mary, you were here from the get go.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I was an original. There's a few original seniors still here, but I think there's about three of us.
All the way from Winter Park, Florida. I'm an old Floridian, and so I did the same thing you did. And but it's going to be great, Mary, is that you will forever be remembered as a foundation to what the program has become or will become too.
First
both.
Female NIL player as well on Little Rock Radio.
At least us, yeah, that's right.
Awesome.
Put a little asterisk down at the bottom of all your things.
That's one of the many accolades that you'll be able to put on that bio. Yeah.
Thanks as always. I guess, do you guys have a midweek game this week before you go to A&M?
Nope, we're done with midweek.
Yeah, I thought
I
didn't see it.
Our regular season books out this week at A&M.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, listen, beat those Aggies, win that championship outright, and then we'll talk to you next week, and we'll start working on getting up there for either one of the regionals.
All right, looking forward to it.
All right, Roger, clap us out.
Two claps and a suey.
Suey! See you, Mary. Have a great day.
See ya.
Boom.